really special. It's really wonderful to see everyone here tonight. It's good to be with you people. I don't know if it's good to be at the University of Arizona, this criminal. I can't understand if there's so many problems that they can't have enough classes so you can get through in 4 years, why they want to desecrate Mount Graham. I really... But I know that when the time comes, there will be this change of consciousness, and all of a sudden one day, everyone that goes, that either works here or goes to school here, this is the place where you should really do the protesting, not up on the mountain. You should stop this university from carrying on with its everyday business. And so, but when the time comes, everyone will just know what to do, so it's okay. No more needs to be said. What I'd like to read tonight is from a sort of experiment. And it's an experiment with between visual images and the written word, and also with narrative. And I'm making this book myself because, of course, no big publisher wants to do anything like this. It's not commercial. But anyway, what I'm working with, and of course you can't really see very well, I don't expect you to, but so that you'll know what's happening, the idea is that when you read, when you're looking at this, and ideally, I have two different sizes of these little books, but that the images don't necessarily have to do with the narrative, but they're within your field of vision, and whether people want to admit it or not, and because we can't quantify it, people don't want to recognize it. But indeed, we are greatly affected by so-called non-literate or non-verbal sorts of signs. Anyway, I've been interested in this for a long time, and so I decided that I would do this for a number of reasons. I'm sort of fed up with Simon & Schuster and Viking Penguin, and I thought this book I could make myself, and I could handle all myself, and I could work with this experiment with photographs. So I have about, I've been down here about 15 years, and I went through about 15 years worth of strange images from the desert that I've collected. And then I like to put them on like a Xerox machine to sort of minimalize them even further. And that's so that they don't, you know, photographs are very, especially in the mainstream culture that's evolved, photographs are so compelling. We're just conditioned to pay so much attention. And so by doing this, I begin to try to balance out the way the words and the image work together. Since you can't see that, you'll just have to try to... well, there's no way even to imagine, of course, what picture might be across. They're mostly pictures of clouds. mostly pictures of clouds and clouds and clouds and clouds. Anyway, I wrote this book because I was really, I'm still in recovery from Almanac of the Dead. And that book was really, really was hard. And when I was traveling on the book tour, I heard that in Minneapolis they have a support group for those people that read Almanac. I need to join. So anyway, I thought of this working. What I thought was, I want to do something that's almost the opposite of Almanac. Something that would be soothing and calming. And in some way healing. And so I had these old notes from a book of essays that I still plan to write, but I thought, well, I'll just take some of these notes and work with them. And I wanted it to be nonfiction because Almanac was so terrifying. I'm a little bit scared of fiction right now. So I started working on Sacred Water, and before that time, I'd also started reading Buddhism again. I was hoping that Buddhism, I had read Buddhism years ago, and I thought maybe Buddhism would help me recover from Almanac of the Dead. And so I had been reading along, and I was really feeling good. And then on August 10, 1991, the 9 Thailand Buddhists were assassinated near Phoenix. And it was like, I wanted to say, world of the Almanac, can't you just, you know, but it was almost like the world was saying, go ahead, Leslie, read your Buddhism. Read it all you want, but the great and, you know, terrifying forces are still loose. So this little book, even this book, I realize now, Sacred Water, is really in memory of those 9 Thailand Buddhists. And so I'm going to go ahead and read to you. And if sometimes the, the narrative will be a little bit different because it's meant to be with these pictures.